Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do think he's a worker. I think part of the problem with Carson was he didn't want to hear what he was bad at, so it worked against him working or something. Like, didn't it feel like
stubbornness and
no accountability?
Kept telling us, I'm going to be the quarterback. I am. You know, I'm not going to change who I am. I'm going to go out there and do this. And to some. In some ways, that's really good. It's really good to have that strong sense of self and be a leader and all that stuff. But you have to know when malleability is necessary, like when you need to have an open mind to change. And it didn't seem like he ever got there.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I'll tell you.
This quarterback,
yep,
we are told, over the bye, said, I'm going to go dig in and figure out all the things that I need to get better at. And I'm not going anywhere for this vacation. Like, some people are going to go, you know, spend time on an island. Some people are going to go spend time with family. Some people are going to go back to their hometown. I'm going to stay here at the NovaCare facility for the duration, and I'm going to watch all the tape of every play that I put out there in the first half, in the first five games of the season.
Yep.
And I'm going to get better. I'm going to stop turning the ball over. And he has. We've seen since the bye.
He's improved. Yes.
It is significantly different.
I agree.
And now it's not just better in terms of he's smarter with the ball and not, you know, making some of those like errors, but man, it's looking pretty dynamic. Like, he's adding even more to it, his own twist where it's got flair. And I'm seeing some moves. I'm seeing him juking guys out of their jocks, making them miss and grasp
at
nothingness.
That was encouraging.
That, and while also dropping it in a bucket from 50 yards out, like, some of that stuff is so exceedingly rare when you combine it all together that's what makes you say, okay, once again, we do have a young man who's 26 years old, and we did think he was up there with Mahomes, and that wasn't fake. That wasn't dreamland.
Yeah.
That was real. They were playing in the Super Bowl against one another because they were playing like the best two players in the world at the time.
They were. I will tell you.
I think he can get back to that.
Well, I don't think he will. I think he could, but I don't expect that he will. And by the way, to your point about the deep ball, John, the other day to Devontae, I hope the people that say he's got a weak arm move off that. Like, you guys know, I'll keep it real. At least I think I keep it real. And one of the things, I'll be critical of him, but I will be critical of the people that say his arm's not good enough. Inaccurate.
His deep balls have been a problem. It was not throwing over the middle. That was driving people crazy.
It's more about touch and timing. Yeah. But I mean, look, does he have a rocket arm? No. Does he have a noodle? No. He's got an arm you can win with. I mean, you're not going to throw a 50-yard bomb to Devontae Smith like that and not have an arm you can win with. I mean, come on. Let's go to Jason right now. Jason, good morning. All right. Jason, I need you to get right to your Jalen Hurts point, please.
Jalen Hurts. As far as Jalen, I just feel like Kellen has found a plan where to hide his skill set, where that he's turning the ball over and just detrimental to the team. But like I said, he just has to just go through his progressions quickly, and Kellen Moore just has to stick with the run. When we play a good defense, he can't go pass happy, because that's when Jalen gets in trouble when he has to overthink. Just keep the ball simple, play action.
I agree.
And hopefully, we stick to this plan once we go against a good defense and not revert back to the pass-happy offense that we...
Well, Jason, I agree with you so much, and it's a good call, my man. I want to play some audio here of Chris Long. I appreciate the call, Jason, because Chris Long talked on his podcast earlier this week about the Eagles' offense. Now, he's got a theory, although... He kind of leans into the possibility that I think he's sort of inferring that Nick might be involved early going in games with play calling or play design more than he should. But I don't know that that's the theory to take from this. I think the theory to take from this is to just run the ball too much early. Listen to Chris Long. I thought this was very interesting. I agree with him that they're running the ball too much early. And he ties it back in to earlier in Eagles history. Listen to Chris Long.
Did some crunching of the numbers. First drives. Eagles dead last in the league in efficiency on their first drives of the game. Not a surprise to anybody. On those drives, it's a 33-67 run-pass split, okay? So they're not running the ball a lot on early drives. We've talked about that. They rank fifth in efficiency on all subsequent drives, and the split there is 48-52.
Now that's a tremendous difference. 48-52 to what he said earlier, 67-33. Tremendous difference. Now, circumstances can lead to that, such as the last two games they've had big leads in the fourth quarter. And obviously, when you do, you're going to start salting the game away more with the running game. But I think we all know, generally speaking, when you watch an Eagles game, it's pretty obvious they passed the ball. Now, they changed this last week, and I think it's part of the reason they got a field goal in the first drive. They passed the ball a lot early. And they don't. And Jalen rarely runs the ball early, but he did by design this week, which I appreciate it with the design call. I think that gets the defense on the heels. So right out of the gate, you get Chris Long laying that out. He then continues more from his perspective as he drills down.
I am not saying I know that Nick Sirianni is calling plays early in the game. I am not saying he writes the script, but he has in the past said I do weigh in at times, and I said let's look back at first drives from, say, 2021, before Steichen took over play calling. Weeks 1 to 8, I swear it's not a typo. I almost do not believe.
Is it 33-67?
It is 33-67 run pass.
That's amazing.
Before Shane Steichen took over. And I'm not saying I know something. I don't text my boys and ask them what's going on. I don't abuse that at all. I don't do guesswork, but what I'm doing right now is a little bit of guesswork. 33-67 weeks 1 through 8 in 2021 before Shane took over, and then this year 33-67 run pass as well on first drives. Okay, Steichen took over is 48-52.
No, the exact same 48-52. Holy.
Now, think about that, John. When Steichen took over, he's saying for the rest of that season, and we remember that they started running the ball a lot. We remember that.
We know that we know about the collaboration that occurs in most cases. I know from my experience, my coaches collaborated on the first 15 every week. Okay. So what Chris is talking about is the openers, those first drives. Mm-hmm. Those are the first 15. We're talking about the same plays here. I'm positive that Nick has tons of say because they were, as an offense, all those coaches were sitting around a table all week long planning those openers.
You think he has less of a say as the game goes on?
Yes.
Do you think Chris Long's theory is I think it's on point?
I think it's very straightforward. I think it makes a ton of sense when they collaborate and put 15 together or whatever it is, 16, 20 together that they feel as though is going to, you know, take advantage of what that week's opponent shows defensively. Yeah, I think Nick is going to have a lot more input there. Once you get into the swing of a game, then it falls more to Kellen Moore.
Yeah, I mean, there's two different theories in there from Chris Long. One is that Nick Sirianni may have too big a say in the early drive of the Eagles based on game planning. The second theory is that they just run the ball too much in the first, they pass the ball too much in the first drive. I certainly buy theory two more than theory. I mean, theory two, there's empirical evidence of. And I got to tell you, I having seen this team now for seven games, I am so completely certain, so totally certain, that despite having two of the five best players on the team in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, they are just a better football team when they run the ball more than when they run the ball less. I mean, you know, when you get toward balance of 50-50 or thereabout. I mean, I just think, and again, I put that back on Jalen. That's part of the reason I don't think Jalen's, you know, all that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.